You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Communications Minister Annika Wells is talking tough.
People have a right to be livid about what has happened here. And right now, our focus is getting to the bottom of what went wrong before we determine what happens next. But Optus will be held to account. I will say it again for the people whose confidence must be shaken by what has come to light since late Friday afternoon. This is not good enough.
The Optus outage, resulting from a network upgrade and primarily impacting South Australia, Western Australia and the Northern Territory, blocked more than 600 emergency calls over 13 hours, during which three people died. Two customers contacted the telco's call centre early on Thursday to alert them to the 000 failure. But ACMA Chair Nerida O'Loughlin says they weren't notified of the details until it was resolved more than 10 hours later.
It was not until the Friday, and very late in the day before the press conference, where we were informed by the CEO that there were 624 calls in play and of the deaths. So I think as part of our investigation, we also need to look at just what information they need to provide to all of us when they can get it to us, because it was just too late.
South Australia's Premier, Peter Malinauskas, has told the ABC he was equally left in the dark.
You know, we understand that things go wrong. There are technical failures that occur from time to time. Governments themselves aren't immune from that. But it's the way you handle them that often really matter. Mm. And at the very least, there's been a fundamental and, in many respects, an inexcusable failure of communications.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese similarly describing the 000 failure as completely unacceptable.
We want to see the investigation take place. What we want is to ensure that something like this shouldn't happen. Optus has obligations, as do other communications companies, and quite clearly they haven't fulfilled the obligations that they have.
A previous Optus outage in 2023 affected about 10 million people's phone and internet services, more than 2,100 of which were unable to make 000 calls. The telco then failed to conduct 369 welfare checks on people who had tried to make an emergency call in that time. It prompted the then chief executive to resign and cost the company over $12 million in fines. While legislation does not allow for criminal charges, Ms. O'Loughlin says Optus will again likely face significant financial penalties.
The ACMA's investigation will look at a number of matters, but firstly, the requirements and obligations under what's the fundamental piece of legislation, the Emergency Call Service Determination. And what that requires is that the carriers have networks and facilities in place to provide emergency call services, and that every person who goes to use an emergency call service will be connected to an emergency call service centre.
But independent analyst Paul Budde says these punitive measures might not be enough.
Optus is getting definitely a blow. Their brand is damaged. Their trust is damaged. But, you know, people don't have a lot of choice. They're on the system. They need communication. They need telecommunication. We also, as a country, need Optus, yeah? It's not just that we can say, okay, we only do with Telstra. No, that's not what we want to do. So, you know, it is important that Optus get this act together. And if it happens again, we need to have a different system in place to cope with the problems that we are seeing happening in social, economic and life loss situations.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is now calling for independent oversight.
For too long, these big telco companies have relied on self-regulation rather than direct regulation. And it's now costing people's lives. And this is one of the most basic essential services. Safety and access to the emergency services when you need them. Our communication devices are now essential. How many more strikes does this company need?
Under Optus's current framework, Mr. Budde says this incident may not be the last.
It could well take several years for Optus to actually fix the underlying problem, you know, get rid of the underinvestment that took place in the network. And, you know, so in other words, you know, we can't wait that long for that to happen. We have to start looking at an alternative on how we can ensure that the 000 system is working in Australia. And perhaps we have to take it away from the telcos, create an independent organisation who manage this system, still, of course, using the Telstra, Optus and Vodafone infrastructure.
Ms. Wells has indicated the government is considering introducing an independent holistic system in response to the scandal. Gabrielle Catenaccio, SBS News.